You're listening to Amud v'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. And we are, I believe we're at the top of the Amud, right? Well, I guess we'll review that last piece quickly, and just, I guess, back a few, we're still in the, Rabbi Goldhar from Zichur does the four Blat Chazaras in his reviews. So we'll go back to Samach Vav. Samach Vav is sew, right? So the sewing tailor, the amputee tailor with the rags in his prosthetic wooden shoe. It reminds you of the discussion about if they're Tumas Midras, and you know, if it's a base kibbol and that whole thing. And he's tying the ribbon around his son's arm so his son won't miss him, and telling his son to say incantations in his mother's name. And that reminds us of that tying arm thing and that charm, as well as the different laws for incantations and rules. And, you know, you should say something 41 times or a certain number of times if there's a specified number, and other rules regarding lachashim, these incantations. And then on Samach Zion, we have the sizzling barbecue, where there is a regular Jew dressed in princely garments, which reminds us of Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Haim. So even if like a bell is normal to a prince, but any Jew can wear it, and we're not concerned that it'll fall off, and that he's going to take it off and show anybody, or he'll be embarrassed to wear it. So you have this regular Jew dressed in princely garments, and he's, you know, grilling at the sizzling barbecue, and he takes a look at his fox tooth charm, and he says, with this fox tooth charm, I'm never going to forget Shabbos, or if it's Shabbos that day. So that reminds us of the Darkei Mori things in general, and then, you know, the thing about the nail and the crucifix and the fox tooth, if the fox is awake, if the fox is alive or dead, helps him sleep or stay awake. All those charms that might be Darkei Mori might not be. The third thing was the beginning of Klal Gadol, which is the forgetting of Shabbos, forgetting Iker Shabbos, forgetting it's Shabbos that week, forgetting or not knowing Isser Malacha. So that whole discussion is there on sizzling Samach Zayin. And then on Samach Ches, we have Sach or Sechach. So there's a big sukkah with schach. The sukkah is known as Klal Gadol, the big all-inclusive sukkah. Inside is Tinok Shenishbos, and Gerim, Shemesh Garim Ben Anachrim. You have these different, right, so these, and in comes Munbaz and tells them that none of them have to bring a chatas. So it reminds us of the introduction of the concept of Tinok Shenishba, and whether or not they're included in Klal Gadol. Well, Klal Gadol reminds us that the lashon of Klal Gadol. What does that mean, Klal Gadol? Does that mean cases of Avos and Toldos? Is that the way we conclude? Is that Klal Gadol indicates that there is... we have three approaches to what a Klal Gadol is, whether it's Avos and Toldos, or maybe there's another Klal later on. And so this one's Klal Gadol, and then there's Klal Acher. And we end up concluding that it's, if there's more applications of this halacha, so then, and then it gets a Klal Gadol. And then Tinok Shenishba, the discussion about them, whether Tinok Shenishba and Ger Shenishkai Ben Anachrim, whether they would have to bring a chatas or not, and Munbaz's big shita of, no, they don't have to bring a chatas. And right, because they weren't aware of anything in the first place, and then we got to Samach. No, that was Samach Ches. Now we're on Samach Tes. The simon is going to be chimney soot, and the first thing is from the previous Amud, which we didn't really deal with the simon too much. But the first thing is the discussion of shogeg according to the Rabbanin. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a machlokis whether what constitutes a shogeg in a typical lav with kares. What is shogeg? So Rabbi Yochanan says that one is considered a shogeg if he was unaware of, even if he was just unaware of the punishment of kares, right? Even if the act itself was bemazed, but if the punishment is kares and that part he wasn't aware of, that's enough. Reish Lakish says no, not knowing that the punishment is kares is not enough. You need to actually have shogeg bilav as well. So that's the first point for the simon on Samach Tes, and the next two points are going to be dealt with on this amud. So at the bottom of the amud, we were speaking about shvuas bitui, where somebody somebody makes a swear, and we explained that, right, so we explained that Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees that in order to be chayav a karban chatas for the shogeg has to be belav. It can't be b'shogeg about what the punishment is over here. And we said everybody agrees to this. Everybody agrees that shogeg is belav. Then the Gemara says, who's everybody, right? Hakol modim man. Who's everybody? So coming to include Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan usually says, you don't have to be shogeg belav, even if you're shogeg bekares. Even if you're shogeg just what the punishment is, that would be considered shogeg. So what? Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying that over here, but we know that's pashut. Rabbi Yochanan would hold that. He come Rabbi Yochanan hecha deika kares, because Rabbi Yochanan would only say that kares is possibly the shogeg is about the kares itself if there's kares. Aval hacha deika kares lo. But over here, by Shua's Bitoy, there is no kares for violating it. If you violate Shua's Bitoy, then there's no kares. So of course Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't say, of course, like, you know, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that over here it has to be that the shogeg is belav and not just bekares. So now, Sokodatachmina, what would I have said? Hoil v'chayiv karban chidashu. Since there's a big chidash when it comes to the chiv for the karban over here, de'bechol atar kula lo ashkechan lav demaisi ala karban v'hocha maisi ki shagag bekarban. So in throughout the rest of the Torah, we don't have such a case where somebody violates someone that there's a karban attached to a karban chatas attached to a case where there's no kares for the mezid. Over here, a violation of a shvua b'mezid does not result in kares, but b'shogegi there's a chatas. So this is a chiddush, and in a case of such a chiddush, then perhaps Rabbi Yochanan would maintain his stance that even just a lack of awareness of what the proper punishment is, maybe that would be enough to make someone a shogeg. So tsunami lechayev and turning the amud, kamash malan. That's not the case. That even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that over here the shogeg has to be belav. It can't be in the punishment. In what the punishment is, it would have to be belav. Okay, that's where we left off. It's just important to review that because we're going to challenge this understanding of Abaye. Abaye is the one who presented this piece in the Gemara. So now we're going to challenge this. Meisve, we learned in a brisa ezahu shigagas shuvas bitui shlisha avar. What is a case of shogeg for shvuas bitoy for something in the past? Now shvuas bitoy of something in the past is right. So meaning like he swore about something in the past as opposed to in the future. In the future, it's easy. If I say that I'm not going to do something, I swear I'm not right. I'm not going to eat this piece of chocolate. How many times have we said that, right? So I take a shua that I'm not going to eat this piece of chocolate. And then when I come to the chocolate, so now I eat it. So there's a shogeg that makes sense. There, in this maisa that I'm doing, there's a shogeg of I had Isra before me, and that is a shogeg. However, when it comes to something in the past of swearing that I didn't do something, right? Let's say I swear I didn't eat the chocolate. Where is the shogeg there? So you could say, oh, well, I forgot that I ate the chocolate. But that's actually not so pashut. Because that means that there is something, when I swear, I have to have a full awareness of what I'm swearing. Otherwise, the swear is not really a swear. In the first place, I'd be putter, right? If I swear I didn't, but I actually made a mistake. I just didn't have my full awareness at the moment that I swore. So that's not even considered a swear. Right, that's completely undone, and I wouldn't be chayiv anything there. So, we'll take a look at the Rashi that explains this. But basically, what's going to result now is that if I want to find a case of where I was of shvuas bitoy of the past, not of a future swear, not a swear for the future, but a swear for something that happened in the past, it's going to be hard to find a case of shogeg for that because I need to be in my full awareness. Otherwise, it's not fair in the first place. So taking a look at Ezehu Shvuz Bitoiz Lashavar, three lines down in Rashi. Bishlama Lahaba, it makes sense for the future. Kigon Shalo Ochal. For example, he says, I'm not going to eat it. Mishkachasla, we have such a case of shogeg where he says, I'm not going to eat the future. Kigon. Shinis Alma Hashvua Vachal. That, right, in the moment. Right? I totally forgot to swear once I saw that delicious piece of chocolate standing in front of me, and I forgot it, and I ate. Elisha Avar, but what from the past, Kigon Shachalti Vluachal, if he says, I swear I ate my dinner tonight, I ate my vegetables. Honey, I ate the vegetables, I swear. And the truth is, he didn't eat it. So, Ein Kan Shogig, there's no shogig over here. Dikasavar sha'achal, because I could have sworn, in fact I did, that I ate my broccoli and I didn't really eat it. So dikasavar sha'achal b'shah shenishba eino chayv karban. He's not chayv karban. Why did Tanya b'shvuos? Because we haven't done a brice regarding shvuos in shvuos. Ha'adam b'shvua. The pasuk says ha'adam b'shvua. Prat. This comes to exclude the anus. A case of anus, kilomar ha'adam b'shvua, she hey adam b'shasvua. What does it mean, ha'adam b'shvua? That a person needs to be, there needs to be like a shlemos in the person at the time of the shvua. She hey dato alav b'shasvua. That in the time you're swearing, you need to have a full awareness. U'prashinan la, hasam la fuki ki ha'gavna mehashta lo mishkachas shkaga el b'karban. So therefore, we don't have a case of shvuas bitoy of the past, where there's a shogeg for a karban. There's a shogeg in the action itself. Unless you say that the shogeg is, I was unaware of the fact that I'm going to bring a karban chatas right here. Which would refute what we just decided to buy. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Meisvei, Ezehu Shogegas Shavuos Bitui L'Sha'avar, Im Amar Yodea Anisha Shua Zuasura, if he says, I know that this action that I swore about now is Asur, Aval Eni Yodea Im Chayvin Allah Karban, Allah Chayiv. But I just don't know about that last piece, if I'm Chayiv Karban or not. So I'm Chayiv. So this would seem to say, not like what Abai just said. Abai just said, Rish Lakish says this, and Hakol Modim, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish that when it comes to Shigigas Shvuos Bitoy, it's belav. It's not with the punishment. It's not ba'onesh. It's definitely not b'karis because there's no karis here. But it's not ba'onesh. But over here, this Brisa is saying that Shigigas Shvuos Bitoy on the past must be in a case of a, right? It can't be in the action itself. Rather, it must be on the punishment of the fact that he has to bring a carbon. So over here, this seems to refute what Abai just said. So the Gemara responds, Hamani, no, who do you think the author of this price is? It's you know who it is. Munbazi, it's Munbaz. Right? It's always Munbaz. Munbaz is the one who said it, and therefore, that's not a problem. Because Abai is explaining Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, who are both explaining the Shita of the Rabbanon against Munbaz. Right, so yeah, of course, Munbaz would say that. But what would Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan say? They're holding like the Shita of the Rabbanan that hold against Munbaz, and what the Rabbanan would say, seemingly, is that there is no Shvuos Bitoy, there is no Karban Chatas for a Shvuos Bitoy B'Shogeg that happened with Shavar. I mean, yes, you're right. There is no case of a shvuas bitoy in the past where you're going to bring a chatas. That's only for the future. And this brisa is just the shita of Munbaz. And that is one way to explain it. Now, Gemara says, Lishnach Rina, another approach. Mani, who is this? Who is this opinion, brisa? Ilema Munbaz. If you're going to tell me it's Munbaz, pshita. Obviously, We would know that Munbaz would hold this. Hashta b'chol Torah kula d'lav chidushu amar shigas karban shma shkaga. In the entire Torah and in general in halacha, where it's not a chidush and Munbaz says shigas karban, meaning not the lack of awareness of karban is called a shogeg. Hacha d'chidushu lo kol shekein. Now, the fact that that it's a chiddush, so of course Munbaz would hold this. Elalav Rabbanan hi, rather, isn't it the Rabbanan? Meaning, this Brisa wouldn't be Munbaz, because Munbaz wouldn't have to tell us that. So it must be someone saying a chiddush here, and rather it's the Shita of the Rabbanan, and V'tiyufta de'abaye tiyufta. And this refutation of Abaye is in fact a refutation. Now Rashi is not happy with this. I don't want to take too much time to read through the entire Rashi now. Rashi in Ha'amani Munbazi, so he says, so you notice that this Lishon Acharin is in parentheses, right? So Rashi addresses that. Rashi says, so he first explains the Shita, and then he says, Yesh Gorsan, like a few lines down from that Rashi, Ha'amani Munbazi. So Yesh Gorsan Ha'amani Munbaz Pshita Hashta B'chol Torah Amar Munbaz Shagaga Skarma Shema Hashvaga Hacha Dechidu Shalom Koshag. He's just quoting the Gemara, the parenthesis. He's saying Yesh Gorsan, meaning some people don't have this Girsa. And he explains, I don't like it. So he says, I don't think it's so pashit. And he proceeds to say, right, the assumption of this Lishna Acharina. First of all, he says this is not the proper version of the Gemara. This is probably inserted by one of the, I don't know, Gaonim or early Rishonim, in some other version of the Gemara. It's not part of the original Gemara. He says, it's a different gear, something doesn't make sense to me, because the assumption is over there that it's so obvious that Munbaz would hold this this opinion that shigigas karban in this case, in the case of shuas bitoy, would be considered a shogeg. But he says, I don't think it's a bashit. D'may peshitusa ha itzrik lashmina. We need to say d'chaluka shkaga zumi shar shkagos. This is a unique case of shogeg. D'il b'chol torah munbaz bein shagag b'karban bein shagag b'lav u'v'karish mashkaga. He says over here, the main point is v'kan l'shavar im shagag b'lav sheba lav shagahi d'ksiva adam b'shvua. He says perhaps over here, just that last point, is that over here, maybe by Shavuos Bitoy, it's different. By Shavuos Bitoy, maybe he would say, as we kind of assumed in the question, that Shavuos Bitoy, because there's a requirement of Ha'adam B'Shavua, that the man needs to be in his full awareness, and therefore this wouldn't be considered Shogig. This would be considered Ones. Maybe Munbaz would say, this is not Shogig, this is Ones. Or it's completely not connected, because you need Shavuos Ha'adam, and over here you don't have it. So maybe Munbaz would not hold this. So he says it's not so pashut that Munbaz would say that. Therefore, if this brisa we can't say it can't be Munbaz because that'd be so obvious. No, it's not so obvious. Therefore, it's very likely Munbaz would definitely not backed into a corner to say it's the Rabbanan. And therefore, Rashi says this whole Lishna Acharina doesn't work for me. It's in parentheses. Leave it there. Okay. Vamar Abaye, and now Abaye just applies this to one more area of halach, and then we're going to get to a very interesting scenario that Bez Hashem won't befall us, but it's interesting to learn about. Chayvin aleha chomesh, Vamar Abaye, hakol modin b'truma, shein chayvin aleha chomesh ad sheyishkog, b'lav sheba. He says, when it comes to truma, everybody holds that you're not chayv the chomesh, until there's a shogeg in the lav, as opposed to the punishment. So the punishment for intentional inappropriate consumption of truma, which is uniquely for the kohanim, is misa b'dei shamayim. And unintentional is that you pay back the keren and a chomesh. A chomesh is a fifth. It's not really a fifth. It's chomesh the bar, meaning that from the outside. So it's really a fourth. That's are you familiar with this chomesh that we have, right? So really it's a fourth, and it's a fifth of the total of the total in general. So but anyway, so this chomesh is for a shogeg. So he says that sometimes we say, right, there's a discussion on the previous amud about is the shogeg. What if the shogeg is not in the lav itself, but it's only in the punishment? So is that considered shogeg? So he says hakol modim. Everybody agrees that for truma the chiyuv is the punishment, the accidental, the shogeg punishment is of chomesh is only a shogeg if it's in the lav that you didn't know, but not if you didn't know the details of what the punishment is. Hakomodim man, who's everybody? Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan, Pshitas, isn't that, it's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan, Kiyama Rabbi Yochanan, Hechad Ika Kares, Hechad Lika Kares, Lo, as we said in the previous Amud, right? Obviously Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that over here because there is no Kares. Right? Rabbi Yochanan holds when there is a case of Kares, Rabbi Yochanan holds that just a lack of awareness of the Kares is considered Shoging. When there is no Kares, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that. So you don't have to tell me that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees over here. So Ma'ad say, no, you did need to mention that Rabbi Yochanan agrees here. Ma'ad say, what would I have said? Misa b'makom Kares omedes. Maybe I would say, okay, well, yeah, it's not Kares over here, but it's Misa b'dei Shemayim, so it's similar. I mean, Kares is also technically a Misa that is b'dei Shemayim, even though they're different types of Misa. But maybe I would say that, well, it's the same thing. If Rabbi Yochanan holds what he holds by Kares, then he would also hold what he holds by Truma, which is Misa b'dei Shemayim. So maybe I would say, if he eats Truma, he inappropriately eats Truma, and he didn't know that the punishment was Misa B'dei Shemayim, so maybe you would say, that's enough, that's considered a Shoging, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. Nope. Rabbi Yochanan only holds what he holds by Karis, Misa B'dei Shemayim doesn't count. The reason that would be, is that by Misa B'dei, that it's a Chiddush by Karis, but he learns it from a Pasuk. Remember in the top of the previous Amud, Rabbi Yochanan holds his Shita based on a Pasuk what was the lesson? Of the Vanefesh Asher Taseh B'Yad Raman. It says over there, the punishment of Karis. So we Davka connected Karis to Shogeg and Chatas. Therefore, the awareness of and lack of awareness of kares is essential to it becoming a shogeg for chatas. But over here, misa b'dei shemayim, truma and misa b'dei shemayim are not directly connected by psukim by a hekish to chatas and the shogeg. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that, and therefore Abaye is correct in saying hakol modim. But it is a chiddush. It is a chiddush to say this because you might say that misa B'dei Shemayim is similar to Kares, but no, Kamash Malan is not. Rava Amar, Rava actually argues the Bai, and he says, Misa B'makom Kares B'dei Shemayim. No, that's a good Svara. Misa stands in the place of Kares. So yeah, we learned it from, technically we learned it from a Hekish, but it's so similar, and he draws the parallel further. V'chomesh B'makom Karban Kai, and Chomesh stands in the B'makom Karban, meaning we have this like direct parallel. Just like by, a regular lav with kares and chatas, there is a punishment for doing it intentionally, and a punishment or consequence for doing it unintentionally. So we have the same setup by truma, right? Misa b'dei shemayim instead of kares, chomesh instead of karban chatas, but same idea. Ravitz therefore says the same applies, but Abaye disagrees. Okay, interesting case. Amar Rav Huna hayi mahalech b'derech o b'midbar. Somebody was going on the road. Maybe that part is not, the Rif doesn't include that, the Rush doesn't include that, the Rambam also, and the Tur. Okay. So a lot of the Rishonim take out these parentheses. Okay, but somebody is traveling in the desert, he lost track of time, however it happened, whether he forgot the day he left, or he forgot how many nights he's been there. And he lost Wi-Fi a while ago. So, Mona Shishaya, what should he do? He's going to be violating Shabbos. That's pretty grave. So, Mona Shishaya, he should count 6 days, Umashamar Yom Echad, and then he should guard, meaning Shemir Shabbos, the last day. Okay? So the seventh day from when you count would be, or, yeah, I guess, I, or that, yeah, you would start that day, meaning that day that you're like, okay, I don't know what's going on. So that day you would start the count, and then 7 days from that point you would be Shomer Shabbos. We'll explain the parameters of the Shabbos momentarily. Chia Bar Rav Omer Mishamer Yom Echad Umona Shisha. He says no. That day that, or maybe not that day, but the next day, because you should have a full day, so it's not like tart to the sasser. But the next day is going to be Shabbos for you. So that day you're going to shower and do what you need to do. And that night, the following day is going to be Shabbos, and then you're going to count 6 more days, and that'll be your Sunday through Friday. So B'mai Kamifagi, why do they disagree on whether you start 6 to 1 or 1 to 6? So Mar Saver Kabriya Sasha Olam, Mar Saver Ka Adam Arishon. The first master says that it is like Brias HaShe'olam. How did, what was the setup? So there were 6 days, and then on the seventh day is Shabbos, that you have to count 6 days and then get to Shabbos. But the other master says, no, it's like Adam HaRishon. Well, Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. So basically he woke up and is like, the shining new world, and Chava's already like, it's almost Shabbos. What are you doing sitting around? You know, he came into the world of Erev Shabbos, you know? So maybe that's what you have to do. So today is, so right when he realizes, okay, I have to figure something out, that's his Friday, and then you go right into Shabbos that night. So that's the machlokas over here. Mesve. So we're going to challenge that approach. Hayimahalech b'derech. So these are two amarayim, right? So we're going to have a brisa that addresses this concern. Hayimahalech b'derech. Someone who's going on the road. Interesting, not by midbar here, but on the road. Ve'enu yedei masai Shabbos. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. Mishamar yom echad l'shisha. He guards one day. To six, right? He guards one day to the six. So my lav monesh hisha u'mishamer yom echad. Doesn't this mean that you are counting 6 days and then you guard one, you keep Shabbos for one? After that, lo mishamer yom echad u'monesh hisha. No, it means that you guard one and then count six. Ihachi, if that's so. Mishamer yom echad l'shisha. So when it says mishamer yom echad l'shisha, mishamer yom echad l'shisha, mishamer yom echad u'mon l'shisha mibayle. That's what it should have said. It should have said you guard one and then count six. So the lashon is a little bit worse for that approach. The ode. And also Tanya, we learned the brisa. Hayimahalech b'derech b'midbar ve'ini yodeya emesai Shabbos. Mona shisha mishamer yom echad. Okay, that's a little bit more explicit. So tiyuvta de chiyabarav tiyuvta. So we rejected that approach. Rather, we refuted that, and it seems that you would do 6 days and then count the seventh. Okay, so let's talk about what the Shabbos looks like. So you know we're not going to get all the details, but just like to see the basic of the discussion, and then. We'll discuss further. So Amar Rava b'chol yom v'yom oselo k'day parnasaso bar me'ahu yoma. So okay, and by the way, this machlokas that we just had with Chiyav Rav and was it Rav Huna? That's going to be one of the points, the zichru points. So we go back to. So somebody is lost on Shabbos. There are two approaches of what you should do. Is the paradigm Brias HaShe'olam, 6 days and then a Shabbos, or is the paradigm Adam's first Shabbos of Shabbos and then 6 days, and then we refuted the latter. So that's going to be one point, and then this point we're going to do now is the third zikru point. So Rava says, "B'chol yom v'yom oselo k'dei parnasaso bar me'ahu yoma." So every single day he should do enough for his parnasa, enough malacha, if for that day. Okay, so what we're saying is that, yeah, we told you that you should guard one day, but the truth is, every day is Suffolk Shabbos, and every day is Suffolk Deraisa, and Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra, right? So this is very serious. So really, every day has to be Shabbos. And, we'll have to explain what we mean by that. But that means that every day, so what am I allowed to do? So I'm allowed to do whatever work I need to do in order to sustain myself, to keep myself alive. But no more than that. And of course, because that's pikuach nefesh, right? If I never work and I never plant, I never detach a cactus and whatever else I would need to do, I mean, it's also karmelis. I mean, that's a derabonis. That's really less of a problem. Whatever I might need to do to keep myself alive, so I'm allowed to do that. The minimum, I can't do more than that. It's suffik derais and mechal Shabbos. So whatever I can do for that day, bar me'ahu yoma, except for that day, that he knows the Shabbos, he can't even do k'day parnasaso. But hold on. So the Gemara says vahu yoma limos. So what's on his schedule for that day? Dying? What's he supposed to do? So no. Da'avid me'asmo. No. So erev Shabbos, he just does double. But that's not the person. So David me'asmol shtei parnasos, right? Lechem mishneh on Erev Shabbos, double portion of man. So the Dilma Meismol Shabbos Havai. But Friday, but that day might be Shabbos. So you're going to tell me that he's going to work more than what he needs to survive for today? It might be Shabbos today. Ela kol yom v'yom. So this is a complicated situation. Not recommended to get into one of these. Kol yom v'yom osa lo parnasaso afilo hahu yoma. So every single day, he does enough for his parnasa, even that day. Even the day that he is mishumar for as Shabbos, he should work enough to support himself to survive. Okay. So v'hahu yoma v'may min karle. So what does he do for that day to make it different? So b'kiddush of avdalta. He does kiddush and avdala. That's what he should do on those days. So there's going to be a discussion in the Mepharshim. I didn't look into them, but what does this mean? So what type of davening do you say? Do you do Kabbalah Shabbos? I mean, Kabbalah Shabbos is a minhag that exists at this time. But do you do
tefillin?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Good. So do you wear tefillin? Do you say the Shabbos davening? That they did have at the time. Whatever else, there are other nafkamins that come as well. In the Rischa de Reiska WhatsApp group, I saw some of the guys already starting to discuss some things. I don't know if you're in there, you want to be in there, I can send you the link. But if you're interested in people, throughout the not necessarily every day, but sometimes there's like a discussion, popping about that week's Dabim, it's nice to be part of it. So if you want, I'm happy to give you the information for that. So some people I saw started to hack about it. I didn't look into it yet, but it's a very interesting discussion over here. But it says that at least with Kiddush and Havdalah, we do it. Rashi over here tells us the purpose of this Kiddush and Havdalah is, right, he says, L'zichron ba'alma shehelo shem yom chalok mishar yomim v'lo tishtakach Shabbos mimenu. So it's a zichron ba'alma that he should have some reminder of Shabbos, some connection to Shabbos that it's considered special. So there's something to look into and what this means and why this zichron will warrant possibly making a bracha levatala, because really it's a big kiddush, right? Suffolk brachas lahakil over here. So you're gonna, for kiddush, you could be makadish without saying Shem Hashem. Is that what you're supposed to do? By the way, this kiddush and havdalah, are you supposed to say what the minimum that you need for Shabbos, which is that today is Shabbos and Shabbos is this most special day? Maybe that's enough. Maybe you don't have to say the actual brachos and risk a bracha levatala. So this is all I'm sure a packed discussion in the Rishonim and the Poskim, but it's very interesting. And this is the other zichru point of these details of making that seventh day, whatever that seventh day might be, different through Kiddush and Havdalah. Okay, Amar Rava, Im Hoya Makir Miktas Hayom, if he recognized that he recognized part of the day, Rashi says, Lo Zachar is a Yom B'Shabbos Haya, Elazachar Shayom Yom Shlishi Letziaso, or Revi Letziaso. I mean, he knows, I've been here for a few days, but I don't remember what day I left. But I know, so basically what this means is, I know I didn't leave on Shabbos. I don't know if I left, I know this is my third day on the journey. I don't know if I left on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I know I didn't leave on Shabbos. So there's one day that I'm going to know that it's not Shabbos. I know 8 days from my journey, I know it's not Shabbos that day. I don't know much else, but I know what day is not Shabbos. So mitzvah. So im hayamakir mitzvah hayom sheyatzebo oseh melacha kol hayom. He can do melacha all that day, all yom kulo. Right? If there's a day he knows for sure it's not Shabbos because it's 8 days from the day he left, and he knows, of course, I didn't leave on Shabbos, so he's allowed to do it. So pshita. No, this is obvious. Yeah. Well, okay. Shkoyach. So mah the same. No. What would I have said? Kevin de Shabbos Lanafik Bimale Shabbos. So since on Shabbos he doesn't go out. Sorry, Kevin de Shabbos Lanafik Bimale Shabbos Nami Lanafik. So maybe on Erev Shabbos he also didn't go out, right? Who goes out to the desert on a Friday? So maybe or on the road on a Friday. So maybe we can also assume that not only 8 days, but also 7 days from that, or maybe 8 days and 9 days. Meaning, maybe there's 2 days in his every week from now on he can do full work, because he knows he didn't leave on Shabbos, and he knows he didn't leave on Erev Shabbos. So maybe that's what you could think. Lo nafik v'hai inami b'chamisha b'shabbos nafik Lishtari lamit mavi malacha. So maybe he should be allowed to, right? He should also, he's allowed to do a malacha on the Sheyome. Kamash malan. So now what does this teach us? Kamash malan zibna de mishkach, shay rasa umikre venafik. Right? So we say that, no, because there are times where a person is going to, zimnin de mishkach shayarta shayasa. There are times that there's a caravan available in Erev Shabbos umikri v'nafik, and it happens that he sometimes goes out. Therefore, this is going to be considered. There's a chiddush. It's the chiddush is that this only works for Shabbos. We can only assume you didn't go out on Shabbos. We can't assume you didn't go out on Friday. Now, I imagine, I don't know for sure, but I imagine if I knew for sure, like if I'm only besuffic, like it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and that I'm not sure about, like I'm positive it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. I just don't know which one. So I imagine the halacha would also would recognize that awareness, but I don't know for sure. That's just my feeling. Okay. Hayodeya Iker Shabbos. Back to our Mishnah of Klal Gadol from Samach Ches. It just sounds like at the bottom. So Hayodeya Iker Shabbos, someone who's aware of Shabbos. So how do we know that there's this chilik between forgetting Iker Shabbos, forgetting that it's Shabbos today? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Baravua, Trei Krai Ksivi. There are two psukim that speak about Shabbos. There are many, but there are two types. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, that the Jewish people shall keep the Sabbath, the es shabbosai tishmoru, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. Right? There's Shabbos and Shabbosos, Shmir Shabbos and Shmir Shabbosos. Okay, so what does that mean? Why does it say sometimes it says keep Shabbos, sometimes it says keep Shabbosos? So Hoketzad, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, Shmira achas. Over here we see shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, es haShabbos. It's one Shmira Shabbos. V'shabbosos arbe for many Shabbosos. Ves Shabbosai Tishmoru, and my Shabbos, you shall keep my Shabbosos, Shmira Achas, L'chol Shabbos, the Shabbos. Right over here, it's one mention of Shmira to keep many Shabbosos. So that's a chiluk, right? That there's sometimes that you forget Iker Shabbos, and you're therefore one forgetting of Shabbos, and one Chatas for all of Shabbos. And sometimes you have where you forgot it's Shabbos each week, and it's in Isser, so you bring up one chatas for each Shabbos that you forgot, right? So now, Maskev le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak argues, Ad Rabba, Ipcha Mistavra. He says, no, just the opposite is more logical. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, Shmira Achas l'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, it isolates a Shabbos, so that each and every Shabbos needs its own Shmira. Meaning that it, and then Veshabsosai Tishmoru, when it says you shall keep my Shabbosos, Shmira Achas l'Shabbosos Harbei. Over here it says it includes more Shabbosos in the Shmira, and therefore it is one Shmira for many Shabbosos. So the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and Rav Nachman Amar Rabba bar Avuha, both Rav Nachmans. They just disagree in the mashmos of how to get this, but both of them agree that we learned that there's a chilek of the concept of many chataos for violation of Shabbos for many Shabbosos and one chatas for many violations of Shabbos. They agree that both those cases exist. They also agree that you derive it from the seeming contradiction of some psukim saying Shabbososai and some of them saying Shabbos. But they just disagree on which one is derived from which pasuk, and that is so that's the amud. Baruch Hashem is basically a perfect amud, except for that kamash malan at the top. But it's basically a perfect amud. Otherwise, so now just quickly the simin. The 3 points again are the shogeg according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that a shogeg according that the Rabbanan hold that your shogeg whether it's bekaris or belav, and Reish Lakish says no, shogeg bekaris is not enough. It needs to be shogeg belav in the action you're doing, and they derive it from psukim. The next point is that if somebody forgot which day is Shabbos, so there's a machlokas amarayim whether you count 6 days and then keep the seventh day, or you keep that seventh day and then count 6 more days, and then right, and that, and the paradigms would be Briyasa Olam or Adam HaRishon, and we end up rejecting the Adam HaRishon approach. And then the third point is that when you don't know which day is Shabbos, so really you don't do malacha on any of the days, but you make one day special through Kiddush and Havdalah, so you make a special through Kiddush and Havdalah. So those are the three points. For Samach Tes, it's soot, like chimney soot. So this is the simon. So the chimney sweep covered in soot. There's a chimney sweep covered in soot and got lost in the desert. You have very lost. He's looking for a chimney and there are no chimneys in the desert. So he's lost in the desert and he doesn't know what day Shabbos is. So he counts 6 days, just like Bris HaOlam, and he makes Kiddush and Abdallah, and he hopes that the Rabbanim would consider him a shogeg. So that reminds us, I'll put that in writing because it's hard to hear just once. I'll put that in writing in the group. But again, these things are what constitutes a shogeg. Somebody forgot it was Shabbos and he separates from Kiddush Avodah. So the chimney soot, this chimney sweep covered in soot is lost in the desert, trying to figure out what day of Shabbos is. So he thinks like Bria Sa'olam, counts 6 days, then keeps the seventh day of Shabbos. He differentiates them through Kiddush and Havdalah, and he hopes that the Rabbanim won't consider him the Rabbanim won't consider him a shogeg in this case. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah.